AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says people who are vaccinated and boosted are highly protected from the Omicron variant. Those not vaccinated?
Some will die, needlessly die. Unvaccinated are taking up hospital beds and crowding emergency rooms and intensive care units. That's displacing other people who need access to those hospitals. So please, 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 get vaccinated now.
Biden also wants schools to remain open. Nearly a year after some 100 police officers were injured, a rioter shot and killed, and video cameras capturing the violence live, an APNORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll finds that fewer than half of Republicans questioned see the assault on the Capitol as very or extremely violent. About 30% of Republicans say the attack on January 6th last year was not violent. AP polling editor Emily Swanson.
There are some who say they're somewhat violent, some who say that they were not that violent, but it falls into place behind the narrative that Republicans in Congress have held on to, that this actually was just not that big of a deal. And most rank and file Republicans in the U.S. agree with that.
Two-thirds of those questioned called the attack very or extremely violent. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, among hundreds of people stranded in their cars for more than 20 hours along a 40-mile stretch of I-95, shut down by a jackknife tractor trailer truck and chain reaction crashes in Northern Virginia. He tells reporters after finally making it to Washington.
People figured it out and they're stepping out of the car to, you know, stretch their legs or whatever. And we're kind of visiting. This really nice family started handing out their oranges that they were bringing back from Florida to everyone. So there was some camaraderie in the experience.
Other drivers say once they made it off the interstate, they ran into bumper-to-bumper traffic, unplowed roads, and downed trees and power lines from the storm. This is AP News. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats will have to go it alone to get voting rights legislation passed.
Republicans wouldn't even debate the bill. When we asked them what their proposals were, they wouldn't put anything forward. And it's well known in our caucus and McConnell's caucus, in the Republican caucus, that McConnell said it's a bottom line. No one should cooperate on voting rights. So there's not going to be any kind of bipartisan action. We know that.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says it would be a heavy lift to eliminate the filibuster and pass the voting rights bill on a partisan basis without Republican support. How the Senate filibuster rules would be changed remains under discussion among the Democrats. Captain Amy Bauernschmidt is the first woman skipper of a U.S. Navy nuclear aircraft carrier. She's the commander of the USS Abraham Lincoln after previously serving as the executive officer. The ship and its strike group left port Monday, headed to the Indo-Pacific region. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.